Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, June 17th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. And in case you got any weird emails with word attachments lately that claim to inform you of a bad address for your tax return or similar messages, was probably Tridex. Tridex is a fairly common piece of malware these days. It uses word attachments with macros in order to spread itself to users' vulnerable systems. Word macros are not enabled by default, and you will have to actually enable it for these documents to become effective. So the fact that this malware is still spreading and apparently still effective just tells us that we probably have to do a little bit more to protect our users from these kind of word attachments. Given how common these word attachments are and apparently how successful they still are, there isn't probably much more you can do with user education, and we really need to look into some kind of automated filter that will block Word documents with macros. As Brad points out in his diary, the actual ruse, the actual email being used here, of course, changes on a daily, if not hourly, basis. So just filtering by subject or the like probably isn't going to cut it at this point. And talking about antivirus and other filtering methods, of course, they also have their flaws. John wrote up a quick diary about some recent target attacks that used a particular antivirus bypass technique that really just drops the last digit X from the extension. So instead of a PPSX file, you just have a PPS file. And the result is that many antivirus agents will no longer detect malware in these PowerPoint slideshows. So you may want to double check that your antivirus engine is configured correctly to actually check all extensions and not just limit itself to a couple of particular extensions. A lot of software will open these attachments even if the extensions do not quite match correctly. We have seen this, for example, with XML files also that have been used to smuggle exploits past common detection techniques. And I'm not sure if you can hear the baseball game in progress outside of my hotel window here in Baltimore, but given that the Sands Fire this year is located so close to a ballpark, it's just appropriate that I mention an FBI investigation against the St. Louis Cardinals. The St. Louis Cardinals are accused, or at least some members of the St. Louis Cardinals staff are accused, of hacking the rival team, the Houston Astros. Apparently, the hack involved a database that the Houston Astros created in order to track player stats and the like. Baseball, of course, is a lot about statistics, so big data is heavily used in the sport. And after the Astros did hire some staff and a general manager from the St. Louis Cardinals, some of the, I guess, left behind staff felt it appropriate to breach that database. Now, the breach itself did not involve any great exploits or such, apparently, but after this staff was hired by the Astros, apparently they left behind a list of passwords, and one of those passwords turned out to be also a password used at their new employer. And if you are a Mac user, you probably have been exposed to plenty of advertisements for MacKeeper. Now, MacKeeper promises to help you optimize your Mac, free up disk space and the like. Its effectiveness is somewhat controversial, but also its URL handler that is being used to parse web pages does include a vulnerability. In essence, you can execute arbitrary commands using Safari. if MacKeeper is installed. Given that this vulnerability is extremely easy to exploit, all it takes is a user visiting a crafted page with the respective link. It shouldn't be a surprise that there are already some exploits that have been seen in the wild. Essentially, these exploits will just use curl to download and then start additional software on your Mac. Given that I don't think there is a fix available yet from MacKeeper, it's probably best to uninstall MacKeeper for the time being. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.